Happy Sabbath, dear ones, and welcome to this High Sabbath gathering. We having a foot washing and communion service for our main church service today, and glad to have you in fellowship with us. A High Sabbath greetings to those listening on the phone and those listening to the recording and those tuning into WLMR radio, and glad to have you with us as well. Our opening song is We Gather Together. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name, He forgets not His own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining His kingdom divine. So from the beginning the fight we were winning. Thou, Lord, were at our side, all glory be Thine. We all do extol Thee, Thou Leader triumphant. And pray that Thou still our defender wilt be. Let Thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free. If we have Jesus in our hearts, we are free indeed. Well, before we enter into our service, let us please bow our heads and our knees for opening prayer. Our dear precious Father, we meet here in the name of Jesus, and we pray that Thy presence will continue to be with us, continue to dwell with us, and to bring the atmosphere of light, love, peace, joy down from Your throne upon each listening heart. And thank You so much for doing so. We pray that the presence of our Savior will continue to be with us. And dear Savior, please continue to dispel darkness in our hearts with the bright beams of Your righteousness and truth, and continue ruling upon our heart's throne. And thank You so much for doing so. We also pray, dear Spirit, that You will continue to be with us, continue to convict and convert us, reprove us of all of our sins and of righteousness and of judgment. Continue to lead and guide us into all truth and away from all error and false doctrine and misunderstanding. And indeed help us to achieve that unity and oneness and peace that our Savior gave His life in order to achieve among His people. Help us to be as one with each other in as close loving bond of union as Christ is one with His Father. And thank You that this is possible in Christ Jesus. Dear Godhead, I pray that you will continue to speed thy truth around the world. Continue to fill this dark world with your glory, the plan of salvation, understanding the gospel of Jesus Christ. And thank you for giving each one of us a part to play in thy great work, being co-laborers together with you in seeking to save the lost and bringing them out of Babylon to enter into your kingdom of righteousness. Be with all of those who have requested prayers. Please hear and answer their petitions and grant them healing of physical, mental, or spiritual maladies. Especially be their close friend and help them step by step to open their hearts to your entrance, your love, peace, and contentment. And thank you so much for doing so, and for doing so with us as well. Be with those of our church family that were not able to be with us today, and please be close to them, lead them, guide them, bless them, and draw them ever closer to thee and salvation. Protect them from the wicked one, keep him at bay in their lives, and help them to continue to gain the victory over all aspects of his character. Be especially with those in the valley of decision, deciding whether or not to follow the truth. And I pray that they will have an abundant outpouring of thy Spirit to encourage them, to lead them, comfort them, guide them into making that decision to follow the Lord, regardless of the cost, to uphold and to live in the truth. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer and for being here in our midst. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So again, welcome one and all to this High Sabbath occasion. And we'll be breaking soon for the foot washing service before we have communion. And I just wanted to go over the reasons why foot washing is so important and why it occurs before the communion service. And for those that would like to follow along with the quotes I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/SDA/ID1252.htm. The foot washing service is found recorded in John 13, verses 1 to 17. And it says in these verses, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. And after that he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he saith unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. So now, what did all this mean regarding Peter? And what is the purpose for this foot washing service? Why did Christ give it for his disciples to follow in their worship of him? And to help us understand these things, if you look at quote number 2, from Desire of Ages, page 646 to 651, brings out several important answers to these questions. We're told, Solemnly Christ said to Peter, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. The service which Peter refused was the type of a higher cleansing. Christ had come to wash the heart from the stain of sin. In refusing to allow Christ to wash his feet, Peter was refusing the higher cleansing included in the lower. He was really rejecting his Lord. It is not humiliating to the Master to allow him to work for our purification. The truest humility is to receive with thankful heart any provision made in our behalf and with earnestness do service for Christ. So by Peter telling Christ that he didn't want him to wash his feet, Peter was actually telling Christ he didn't want him as his Lord. And it's the same with each one of us. Christ wants to wash our hearts from the stain of sin, from the continuation in sin. And when we refuse to allow him to do that, when we cling to our sins instead of allowing him to wash them away from us, we are rejecting him. So the truest humility is to receive with thankful hearts Christ washing us clean from sins and from sinning, and then to serve him with our whole heart. Continuing. Like Peter and his brethren, we too have been washed in the blood of Christ. Yet often through contact with evil, the heart's purity is soiled. We must come to Christ for his cleansing grace. Peter shrank from bringing his soiled feet in contact with the hands of his Lord and Master. But how often we bring our sinful, polluted hearts in contact with the heart of Christ? How grievous to him is our evil temper, our vanity, and pride. Yet all our infirmity and defilement we must bring to him. He alone can wash us clean. We are not prepared for communion with him unless cleansed by his efficacy. So part of the reason why this foot washing service is done before the communion service, before the partaking of the bread and the grape juice, is so that Christ can wash our hearts clean from evil tempers, vanity, pride, from all self. And that way we would then be prepared for communion with him, prepared to partake of his love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, faith, temperance, to partake of the fruits of the Spirit, and indeed be a follower of his. Continuing. This ordinance, or foot washing, is Christ's appointed preparation for the sacramental service. While pride, variance, and strife for supremacy are cherished, the heart cannot enter into fellowship with Christ. We are not prepared to receive the communion of his body and his blood. Therefore, it was that Jesus appointed the memorial of his humiliation to be first observed. As they come to this ordinance, the children of God should bring to remembrance the words of the Lord of life and glory. Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. There is in man a disposition to esteem himself more highly than his brother, to work for self, to seek the highest place. And often this results in evil surmisings and bitterness of spirit. The ordinance preceding the Lord's Supper, or foot washing, is to clear away these misunderstandings, to clear away evil surmisings and bitterness of spirit, to bring man out of his selfishness, down from his stilts of self-exaltation to the humility of Christ that will lead him to serve his brother. Now the term he and brother here means mankind, so it's both men and women. So there is in each one of us a disposition to exalt ourselves over another. And this self-exaltation will lead us to seek the highest place and thus to put others down. This action results in evil surmisings, bitterness of spirit, because we then exalt ourselves above others and believe that they are seeking to tear us down. That allows our imagination to be worked upon by the devil, and we then view others from a selfish position, wanting to take us down, wanting to destroy us. And thus we evil surmise that they hate us, that everyone is out to get us, that no one appreciates us, and that then leads to bitterness against them when all of it is imaginary, because self has not been crucified. So the purpose of this foot washing service is to wash us clean, to allow Christ to cleanse us from everything that has been connected with self. Away from evil surmising, away from bitterness of spirit to one another, away from viewing them as our enemies instead of viewing them as our dearly beloved brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. That's what the Lord is desperately trying to do in the hearts of his people. So when we come together for this foot washing service, it's not just to go through the forms of washing one another's feet, but it's to allow Christ to wash our hearts from any bitterness against one another. That's where humility of heart has to take place. If we cling to our bitterness, we're rejecting Christ. If we cling to Christ, we'll get rid of the bitterness. Which do you want, dear ones? Who are you truly serving? Continuing. The Holy Watcher from heaven is present at this season to make it one of soul searching, of conviction of sin, and of the blessed assurance of sins forgiven. Praise God. But will we open our hearts to let him in? Christ, in the fullness of his grace, is there to change the current of the thoughts that have been running in selfish channels. The Holy Spirit quickens the sensibilities of those who follow the example of their Lord. As the Savior's humiliation for us is remembered, thought links with thought. A chain of memories is called up. Memories of God's great goodness and of the favor and tenderness of earthly friends. Blessings forgotten, mercies abused, kindnesses slighted are called to mind. Roots of bitterness that have crowded out the precious plant of love are made manifest. Defects of character, neglect of duties, ingratitude to God, coldness toward our brethren are called to remembrance. Sin is seen in the light in which God views it. Our thoughts are not thoughts of self-complacency, but of severe self-censure and humiliation. The mind is energized to break down every barrier that has caused alienation. Evil thinking and evil speaking are put away. Sins are confessed. They are forgiven. The subduing grace of Christ comes into the soul, and the love of Christ draws hearts together in a blessed unity. That's what the Godhead is desiring from each one of their followers. And our thoughts are on how we have deviated from the perfect pattern in Christ Jesus, not upon how others have deviated from it, but on how we have failed to live up to the perfect example of Christ Jesus. So our thoughts are not thoughts of self-complacency. We're innocent and the others are all guilty. But of severe self-censure and humbling of self in the dust. God dwells with the humble, but the proud he abhors. If you want God to be with you, humble self. Think others better than yourself. Don't think the worst of them, but think the best of them. If you don't know why a certain person said what they did or acted the way they did, think the best of their actions or words, not the worst. If you think the worst, you've evil surmised about them. If you think the best, you're treating them the way Christ says to do. And you're shutting the door to Satan messing with your imagination. So if you've thought the worst about someone, if you've surmised evil about them without knowing, without having the facts to prove it otherwise, repent. Humble yourself in the dust that Christ may reign supreme and wash you from this great sin. Confess your faults to the person you've evil surmised about without any good reason. And let it all be cleared up, that the love of Christ may draw you closer to one another in a blessed unity. That's the purpose of this foot washing service. And the reason why it occurs before communion. Let each one of us, in humility, in a broken spirit, allow Christ to wash us clean and allow these roots of bitterness to be dissolved. That the precious plant of love may instead take root and grow within our hearts. And thereby close the door to Satan and keep it open to righteousness. At this time, we'll break for the foot washing service, and let us take 15 minutes for that service, and then come back at 10 after 12 on Pacific Coast or 10 after 3 on the East Coast. And if some need a little extra time, just let me know. So we'll see you in about 15 minutes, dear ones.
Perish every fall. Let the world despise and leave me. They have left my Savior too. Human hearts and looks deceive me. Thou art faithful, Thou art true. Oh, is not in grief to harm me, while Thy love is left to me. Oh, is not in joy to charm me, if that love be hid from me.
Praise the Lord from grace to glory, arm my faith and bring my prayer. Praise eternal days before me, God's own hand shall guide me there. Soon shall close thy soon shall pass thy pilgrim days. Hope shall change to glad provision, faith to sight and
are there any here who need a little extra time? If so, please let me know.
Elder Robert, give me about 5 minutes.
Okay, we'll do it, dear brother.
The coming King is at the door, who once across my sin is born. But now the righteous ones along, he comes to gather home. At the door, yes, even at the door. He is coming, he is even at the door. The signs that show his coming near are fast fulfilling year by year, and soon will hail the glorious God of heaven's eternal morn. At the door, yes, even at the door.
Welcome again, dear ones. And now we enter into the communion service, the partaking of the bread and the wine. And in understanding a little more the importance of this service and some of the spiritual reasons behind it, again from our notes found at lightministries.com/SEA/ID1252.htm. From A Desire of Ages, page 659 and 660, we're told, "But the communion service was not to be a season of sorrowing. This was not its purpose." So the foot washing service dealt with the putting away, the recognizing and the putting away of sin and any differences between brethren and coming together in love and unity, allowing Christ to wash the heart free from sin. But the communion service was not to be of this type of a sorrowing session. Its purpose was different. Continuing. "As the Lord's disciples gather about his table, they are not to remember and lament their shortcomings. They are not to dwell upon their past religious experience, whether that experience has been elevating or depressing. They are not to recall the differences between them and their brethren. The preparatory service, or foot washing, has embraced all this. The self-examination, the confession of sin, the reconciling of differences has all been done. Now they come to meet with Christ. They are not to stand in the shadow of the cross, but in its saving light. They are to open the soul to the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness. With hearts cleansed by Christ's most precious blood, in full consciousness of his presence, although unseen, they are to hear his words, 'Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you.'" John 14:27. Our Lord says, "Under conviction of sin, remember that I died for you. When oppressed and persecuted and afflicted for my sake and the gospel's, remember my love. So great that for you I gave my life. When your duties appear stern and severe and your burdens too heavy to bear, remember that for your sake I endured the cross, despising the shame. When your heart shrinks from the trying ordeal, remember that your Redeemer liveth to make intercession for you." So when we're called to go through trying times, we're to look up to Christ. We're not to dwell on the trial. We're not to dwell on how it affects us. We're not to focus on our feelings. We're instead to focus on Christ. Continuing. "The communion service points to Christ's second coming. It was designed to keep this hope vivid in the minds of the disciples. These are things we are never to forget. The love of Jesus with its constraining power is to be kept fresh in our memory. Christ has instituted this service that it may speak to our senses of the love of God that has been expressed in our behalf. There can be no union between our souls and God except through Christ. The union and love between brother and brother must be cemented and rendered eternal by the love of Jesus. And nothing less than the death of Christ could make his love efficacious for us. It is only because of his death that we can look with joy to his second coming. His sacrifice is the center of our hope. Upon this, we must fix our faith." So this communion service, this partaking of the body and blood of our Lord, is not to be a season of sorrow. It's not to lament our shortcomings. That's what the foot washing service was to do. So all that now is to be left with the foot washing service, and we come into this service looking upon Christ and longing for his return, loving him, desiring to be with him. In other words, we're looking unto him, the author and finisher of our faith, and with joy, desiring to be in his presence. And he's here, dear ones. Praise God, he's here. The presence of our Father and the Holy Spirit is here as well, all to grace us with the blessings from on high. So with the Godhead in our midst, that's something to be overjoyed about, something to greatly appreciate, something to gratefully acknowledge, that it's only through the sacrifice of Christ that it's all made possible. So with this in mind, please prepare the bread and pass it out, but please do not yet partake of it. And I'll give you a few moments to do that. So now with the bread in your hand, symbolizing the bread of life, the body of Jesus Christ, let us bow our heads. Dear precious Father, we thank you for developing this plan of salvation. We thank you, dear Savior, for voluntarily carrying it out. And through your death and sacrifice, making it possible for us to be saved. And for this, we are so greatly thankful and appreciative to you as our elder brother, as well as Lord, God, King, and Redeemer. Please continue to work within us a transformation from death to life. And thank you so much for your love and friendship. We love you too. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And if you look at quote number 2 from 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 6. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And amen. And now for those officiating, please go ahead and pass out the grape juice, symbolizing the blood of our Savior. But please do not drink it yet. And I'll give you a few moments to do that. Let us please bow our heads. Again, dear Father, we thank you for making this plan of salvation possible. And thank you, dear Savior, for carrying it out by willingly allowing your blood to be spilt not just to atone for our past forgiven and forsaken sins, but also to wash us completely and fully, and to make us a new child in the image of God, one who does not desire to sin, but desires to follow you in righteousness. Thank you for making that effectual in us through thy Spirit, and please, Spirit, continue to work within us to take us from sin to righteousness, from darkness to light, from death to life. Thank you so much, dear Godhead, for making our salvation possible each day. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Continuing from 1 Corinthians 11. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death, till he come." And now please go ahead and drink the grape juice. And amen. And praise the Lord, dear ones. Our Savior is coming again. He's coming to take us home off of this wicked world to where there will be no more sin, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more death, no more temptation and trial. And that is something to look forward to and be joyful that we're a day closer to his return. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And praise the Lord for having such a wonderful, marvelous, loving, compassionate Redeemer. So praise God that Christ is coming again soon. And our closing song is "Jesus is Coming Again." And those who know this wonderful, beautiful hymn, please feel free to take a verse. "Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again."
Echo at hilltops, proclaim it, ye plains. Jesus is coming again. Coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain. Jesus is coming again. Coming again. Coming again. Jesus is coming again.
Heavings of earth tell the vast wandering throng, Jesus is coming again. Tempests and whirlwinds the anthem prolong, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, I say coming again. Jesus is coming again.
Nations are angry, by this we do know. Jesus is coming again. Knowledge increases, men run to and fro. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again.
Amen. And thank you, dear ones. I invite you to please bow your heads and your knees for closing prayer. Our dear precious Father, we thank you for being here in our midst, and please continue to dwell with us throughout the remaining part of the Sabbath. And please help us to open our hearts to allow you to continue to dwell with us from this day forth and forevermore. Dear Savior, again, we thank you for your great sacrifice and for making it possible for us to be saved, to be washed clean from sin, and to be set free from continued sinning, all through thy precious blood, merits, and righteousness, and your continued help and encouragement. And dear Spirit, we thank you for making the words of Christ found in the Bible to be written in our heart, in our minds, and become the foundation of our character, our actions, our words, our thoughts. Please continue to bring to us the divine grace and strength, convicting and converting us, reproving and correcting us, and leading us upward in the paths of righteousness for the name and glory of our Father. Forgive us for kicking against your prickings. Forgive us for grieving thee, for doing despite to your working upon our heart. Forgive us for not recognizing your voice. And please help us to humbly submit to your transformation working power within us, that we might indeed become the children of the Most High, inheritors of the kingdom of righteousness, and followers of our Savior. Praise your holy name, dear Savior, for coming soon. Thank you for helping us to get ready, to be prepared, to be watching, waiting, and working for thee, for time is indeed short. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. In thy name we pray. Amen. So again, dear ones, praise God that we're a day closer to the coming of our Lord, a day closer to eternal life in the paradise of God and on the earth made new. And what a glorious day that will be. Well, we're now in the after church service. Are there any thoughts, any comments, any questions, any testimonies or hymns that you'd like to sing? Please feel free. And amen, no more sickness. What a wonderful, prepared future God has in store for us, if we'll just be faithful to the end.
God bless everyone. I'd like to sing a hymn that I learned last night. It is called Deeper Yet. In the blood from the cross, I have been washed from sin. But to breathe free from dust, still I would enter in. Deeper yet, into the crimson flood. Deeper yet, under the precious blood. Day by day, hour by hour, blessings are sent to me. But for more of his power, ever my prayer shall be. Deeper yet, into the crimson flood. Deeper yet, under the precious blood. Near to Christ, I would live, following him each day. What I ask, he will give, so then with faith I pray. Deeper yet, into the crimson flood. Deeper yet, under the precious blood. Now I have peace with peace, while in this world of sin. But to pray I'll not cease, till I am pure within. Deeper yet, into the crimson flood. Deeper yet, under the precious blood. Deeper yet, into the crimson flood. Deeper yet, under the precious blood.
Amen, my son. I would like to share a scripture song. This one is also taken from the scripture song singers. God's love is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 15.
For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all that they wish live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. Which died for them and rose again. 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. For the love of Christ constrained us, because with us judge, that if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all that they wish live, should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them. Which died for them and rose again. 14 and 15 of 2 Corinthians 5. But unto him which died for them. Which died for them and rose again.
Amen, and thank you for those beautiful songs. And another scripture song comes to mind, and you know this one very well. The 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God, that we should be called the daughters of God. 1 John 3:1.
There is one more thing that I'm so grateful that when Christ comes back, there will be no death because of all those beautiful saints that has been sleeping in Jesus, and how much it is that we miss them so much. There is a scripture song, and this one is taken from 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. I'm trying to be able to get the tune for the one in the King James, but I will just read the one that was in the CD. I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Let you sorrow as others who have no hope. If you believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, will resound in loudly. He's coming soon, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with thee, with the Lord. We will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another.
There's a song that really speaks to our hearts. If you know it, sing it with me. It goes, Jesus, my Lord, will love me forever. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Once I was lost in sin's degradation, Jesus came down to bring me salvation, lifted me up from sorrow and shame. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. Joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved us, freed us from sin that long had enslaved us. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now we belong to him. Now we belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to us. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity.
Hallelujah. That is beautiful, dear Sister Joan. It brings in my mind Isaiah 53:4-6. Surely he have bore our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him strictly, smitten of God and afflicted. For he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of the peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep has gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of our soul. Isaiah 53:4-6.
I'd just like to sing only one more hymn, and it's amazing other things God to do. With God, nothing is impossible. And that reminds me of a song I remembered. It's called, What is Impossible with Men is Possible with God. What is impossible with man is possible with God. No matter what the odds may be, in Christ I find my victory. What is impossible with man is possible with God, my friend. Through it all, come thick or thin, I'll believe it's possible with him. Too hard, nothing can be too hard. If you believe, God will answer me. If I pray and I believe, what is impossible with man is possible with God. No matter what the odds may be, in Christ I find my victory. What is impossible with men is possible with God, my friend. Through it all, come thick or thin, I'll believe it's possible with Him. Too big is anything, too big for Jesus our King. Nothing He can't do, just believe God's word is true. What is impossible with men is possible with God. No matter what the odds may be, in Christ I find my victory. What is impossible with men is possible with God, my friend. Through it all, come thick or thin, I'll believe it's possible with Him. Too hard, nothing can be too hard. If you believe, God will answer me. If I pray and I believe, what is impossible with men is possible with God. No matter what the odds may be, in Christ I find my victory. What is impossible with men is possible with God, my friend. Through it all, come thick or thin, I'll believe it's possible with Him.
Amen. I'll be singing Matthew 11:28-30.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. For my yoke is easy. Come unto me.
Amen.
Amen. And thank you for your beautiful and uplifting songs of praises, dear ones. Are there any other songs, any other comments, testimonies that you'd like to bring forth? Please feel free.
I will sing one more scripture song before I leave. And God bless each and every one of you, dear ones. And may you continue praying for me as I will be continue praying for every one of you. In Jesus' name. Seek ye first the kingdom of His His love, making first in everything you do. If you just trust and never doubt what He said, all good things will be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you just trust and never doubt what He said, all good things will be added unto you. He's got everything you need. All He asks us is to heed and be faithful to the very end. And the day of judgment come, won't you like to be the one to see His face and to call Him friend? Seek ye first the kingdom of His love, make Him first in everything you do. If you just trust and never doubt what He said, all good things will be added unto you.
Amen. And a thank you, dear sisters. It's been a wonderful High Sabbath service, dear ones. Thank you so much for your fellowship, unity, participation, love, and prayers. And I pray that this Sabbath blessing will continue to be with you throughout the rest of the Sabbath and into this next week, especially with Jesus in your heart, making all things better. We look forward to fellowshipping with you once again soon. And instead of a scripture song, I would like to leave you with this hymn, Blessed Assurance. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Perfect submission, all is at rest. I am my Savior and happy I watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen.